Denise Carriage pulled up to Montmore's imposing home. The presence of four guards, two on each side, sent a clear message that entry was by invitation only. Yet, this did little to keep street folk, especially the beggars in their torn and dirty clothes, from swarming the entrance with every carriage that arrived. Once the coach arrived safely inside, a smartly dressed valet in a wool overcoat, tight-fitting trousers, and polished boots opened the carriage door. Bowing, he greeted Denis, who returned the show of respect with a practiced nod. The valet swiftly guided Denis from the courtyard to the main entrance of the residence. Denis' heeled shoes clicked with force as he scaled the pristine marble risers of the estate's central staircase. He entered the room with confidence, ready for what would be, he was sure, his greatest moment and a certain confirmation of his talent. In the center of the room, the surgeon Paul Emery was emptying his wooden toolbox and carefully placing his surgical instruments on a nearby buffet. Knives and scalpels crusted with blood, clamps of various sorts, scissors, thread, muslin dropcloth stained rust brown, and several large bleeding bowls. Just steps away, a local butcher was straining to lift a young calf to the large central table with the help of Montmore's stablemen. Moaning, the animal struggled until it was subdued by blows. Then, as if on cue, there were loud shouts, and the room's heavy wooden doors flew open as several watchmen dragged in an unwilling and clearly deranged Antoine Morois. The dirty and unshaven man continued to resist, leaving marks from his bare and calloused feet on the cold stone floor as he struggled. The butcher and his team quickly finished their work on the calf and rushed to help shove the screeching Morois into a chair. A few quick loops of a rope followed by a tight tug, Morois, like a tamed animal, now had no choice but to submit to the gruesome experiment soon to come.